Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both the small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come, that Christ should suffer, and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead, and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. Acts 26:22-23. The message of the gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. This was the prediction of Moses and all of the prophets. Their prophecies are fulfilled even as they were predicted. Jesus opened the understanding of his disciples as he said unto them, "These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me." And he said unto them, "Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day." Luke 24:44-46. The gospel would be the age of opportunity for all people, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And we are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Luke 24:47-49. As they tarried in the city of Jerusalem, the promise of the Spirit came upon them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Acts 2:4. The gospel was preached, and the church was established. The gospel was proclaimed in every area of the world. The door was opened to both Jew and Gentile. Even us, whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. As he saith also in Hosea, "I will call them my people which were not my people, and her beloved which were not beloved." Romans 9:24-25. The people of God had become not a physical nation, but a spiritual nation. "Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices, acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." 1 Peter 2:5. The old system given through Moses was now gone, and a new system established in Jesus Christ governs the life of the church. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much more also he is the mediator of a better covenant which was established upon better promises. Hebrews 8:6. The church was according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Ephesians 3:11. The church is the glorious kingdom of Jesus Christ, and he reigns upon the throne of David until time shall be no more. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign until he hath put all enemies under his feet. 1 Corinthians 15:24-25. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.